Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Holistic Makeover Podcast, brought to you, of course, by theholisticmakeover.co. I'm your host, Sadia Moore, and welcome back to yet another podcast episode. Welcome back. It's time for another episode. I'm excited because it's a new month. And if you don't know what it means, what a new month means over here at the Holistic Makeover, it means that we're starting our new monthly focus. So each first Sunday of the month, God willing, I announce a new focus for our blog. We'll be discussing it over on the blog, social media, and mostly in our private Facebook group. So it was announced on Facebook. If you're not following or liked the page, it is the Holistic Makeover. So it was announced that our monthly focus for this month would be about romanticizing life. And I'll tell you why I wanted to make this our monthly focus, and we'll get into what it's all about in just a moment. But before we move ahead, I want to talk about last month and why it was so profound to me. Last month was about inner retreating. And, you know, we do these monthly focuses, and we have blog articles, might have a podcast, we'll have different tips and journaling prompts to go with it. But I realized something, because as last month was about inner retreating, I was actually kind of, this might sound extreme, kind of forced to do some serious inner retreating instead of just talking about it. I had to really be about it. And of course, that's what we want to do. But our focuses haven't really been so much about doing. We've been about, you know, kind of focusing and, you know, learning more about it. But I had a lot going on, you know. And also, unfortunately, I got a little cold, so I was a little under the weather. And you can probably hear it here and there in my voice as I talk on this episode. But yeah. And I had to, you know, I was down, you know, I had to do some resting and some relaxing and some recuperating. And I told myself, I was like, you know, maybe at least I can muster up some strength to do a podcast episode. But, you know, my voice, it just wasn't even there. when I get a cold or something like that, I'm under the weather, my voice, it just checks out. And it's like, nope, lay down, sit yourself down, you know better. So that's what I had to do. I had to sit back and relax and just really retreat inward and to kind of just be with myself, love myself, nourish and nurture myself, and slow down a bit. And when I was doing that, I thought about how, you know, focus is not only in your mind, but it's also in your doing. We have to take focused action on whatever it is that we claim we're focusing on. And when I thought about that, and I was just kind of laying back relaxing, I thought about how I want the next month after that one to be more action-packed in a sort. And I've always wanted to talk about romanticizing life, because this is something I've always done on and off when life gets kind of mundane. But now there's a cute little phrase for it, and we call it romanticizing life. And I just find this topic so intriguing. So I've always wanted to talk about it, and I think that now would be the perfect time to talk about it for various reasons, but also because there's a lot of ways to take action when we talk about this topic. And what I want to do going forward is make sort of a header episode to go with these monthly focuses. Now, we just started doing these monthly focuses along with the rebrand this year. And so, you know, it's subject to a lot of tweaks and a lot of additions. So what I want to start doing is bringing in like a header episode at the beginning of the month or the beginning of the week to kind of, you know, explain and discuss what this is all about and some things that we'll be going over. And today, what I want to talk about is, you know, what romanticizing life is all about and why we would want to do that. Before I get into that, I want to talk about the definition of romanticizing, what that means. And I'm going to warn you right now, the definition for romanticizing isn't really as glamorous and fun as you would like for it to be. So let me just get into it. So if we do a Google search, you know, Oxford tells us that to romanticize something means to deal with or describe in an idealized or unrealistic fashion, or to make something seem better or more appealing than it really is. Now, I don't know about you, but it's kind of shady. That's a shady definition. That sounds like they're calling somebody delusional. That's crazy. But to me, when I think about romanticizing life, I think about taking the mundane and, you know, dressing it up. Because sometimes we get so caught up in our routine and the day-to-day things and looking at the same old thing every single day that we get bored with life, we get frustrated, we don't appreciate certain things, and life just becomes a task rather than something that we bask in, you know? So I'm going to get into five things that explain why we want to romanticize life. So let's get right into it. So let's get into these five reasons why we would want to romanticize a life. And the first one is because we want to bask in and accept the truth that life is to be lived and enjoyed. And if we're not basking in the truth that life is to be lived and enjoyed, then what are we doing? We probably see life as a struggle, as endless grind and hustle. And hopefully that's no one's reality. But what we want to do is set the stage for romanticizing life, by accepting that life is to be lived and enjoyed. And if we do that, we're already on a good start to romanticizing life. So number two would be, we want to embrace the journey and not be stressing over destinations. So most of the time when we're in our grind mode or our go-getter mode, we're always focused on a destination. If you listen to my podcast, you're probably really into self-improvement. So you're a go-getter, you're down to do the work, but it's okay to step back sometimes and enjoy the imperfections that you see and embrace the beauty of life. It's okay to, along the way, look at the beautiful moments, the people, and to make memories, because in the end, when we look back, or in the future when we look back, it's going to be all about the memories that we made, not if we've gotten to our destination. And if we're always caught up on a destination, we will have felt like we've wasted so much time, and that's not something that we want to do. So number three is because we want to create enjoyment and fulfillment in every day. Now think about how much more beautiful and delicious life would be if we created enjoyment and fulfillment in every day. And one thing I like to do is find something to look forward to every day or every week. And it doesn't have to be anything major or anything expensive. It could be that you're going to eat a delicious lunch, a beautiful, you know, luxurious lunch if you're a foodie like me. Or it could be that you have a date night, or it could be some self-care time that you have scheduled. It could be coming home to your beautiful partner or your wonderful kids. It's just up to you to create a moment of enjoyment and fulfillment in every day. And that is something you can do when you romanticize your life. And number four, we want to become more present. So when we're not living in a romanticized state, we're probably caught up on the future, the worries of the future, things that have not yet come, things that don't even exist. And even worse, sometimes we can, you know, get caught up in our own heads and create scenarios and situations before they even have the possibility to come into fruition. And we don't want to be in that mode each and every single day of our life, because it becomes so exhausting. And that's not where we want to be. We want to become more present, sort of grounded. We're in a calm state. We're observing life and all of its beauty. We're taking in beautiful things and enjoying all that life has to offer. And that's what being present is all about. And number five is because we're stepping into the energy of our highest, greatest version of ourselves. right, of ourselves. That's what we want to do ultimately, is we want to step into that energy of being our highest, greatest version of ourselves. And when you picture the highest, greatest version of yourself, is that version of yourself is she or he stressed out, you know, giving in to their anxieties, you know, sad, not wanting to get up for the day. We don't want none of that. We want to live our best lives. And in order to become our best selves and become our best lives, you know me, I believe that we have to step into the energy of a thing in order to invite it into our lives. So if we can take what we already have, because me, I'm almost, you know, I'm an advanced level of taking what I have and making it better. I'm a person who can make something from a little bit. So it's just where I come from. But stepping into the energy of our highest, greatest versions of ourselves require us to invite that energy in. And we can do that by accepting this idea and stepping into this role of romanticizing life. So what I want us to remember, and kind of what I mentioned earlier, is that focus is not simply in your mind, but also in your doing. So that's why we're taking action this month, and we're going to discuss some ways and some methods to romanticize life. We're going to get some insight, and hopefully I'll hear from you. If you're in my private group, I want to hear from you. I want to hear your ideas and your perceptions, your viewpoints, because I feel that they are important. I love learning from other people. I love hearing from and reacting, interacting with other people about these topics. And this one here is such a beautiful topic. And we have life, so we may as well be grateful for it and enjoy it. And a lot of gratitude, I want to mention, goes into romanticizing life. It's really a major part of it. So that's going to be all for today's episode. Let me know what you think. Hopefully this is going to be a useful topic for you, a useful focus for you this month. And hopefully I'll hear from you. Be sure to check out the website this month at theholisticmakeover.co. Follow us on Instagram and on Facebook at The Holistic Makeover. If you want to follow me, I'm at Sadia Moore on Instagram, on Twitter, and have a beautiful, beautiful day.